Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales. Issue 48. Welcome home, Mr. Taylor. In the Orange Realm, there is a planet called Hera. She has some of the most wicked night storms. When they occur, the wise do not venture out. But two Abernonians have done just that. The Abernonians are Thomas and Ox. They are not really here by choice. They have lost a woman named Kelly, and they are trying to retrieve her. Kelly has been taken into a hole in the ground by some very unusual creatures. Thomas and Ox stand about 100 yards from that hole, watching it with their military binoculars.
Did you see that? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. The Six Eyes took Kelly underground.
What are we going to do?
Nothing. It's over. Going down the hole is death.
We can't just let her die.
I don't know what the Six Eyes do down there, except for one thing. They kill whatever they get down there.
Thomas, it's a woman. It's an Abernonian woman. And she seems helpless. And that is probably because she was medicated. We caused that.
Ox! She is already probably dead. Give it up.
But our commander ordered us to take her to the prison. He may kill us if we don't report there with her.
Ox, you aren't listening to me. If we report there without her, yes, Jeremy is going to be upset. But if we go down that hole, then we are dead, Jeremy. As in lifeless. As in you'll never eat another bite of food.
Never?
Thomas is almost speechless, but happy that he is getting through to Ox.
Yes, Ox. That is what happens when you die. You lose the ability to eat.
I can't do it.
Oh, you can eat.
No, I won't leave her.
You don't know her. You just met her. And you were taking her to the prison.
I don't care.
You're in the military. That is kind of a core prerequisite of the job.
I mean, I don't kill innocents. I don't kill innocent Abernonian women. But I will kill those monsters that will probably try to eat her or something. When I eat something, I know deep down in my heart that it is not happy about that.
Yeah, I would guess, Ox.
Ox pulls out his weapon and starts walking towards the hole. Thomas runs up and grabs Ox.
You can't be serious.
Do you know that my mother is an Abernonian woman?
Yes, Ox. I figured that one out a while back.
Then you should understand why. I am not going to let some beast kill another Abernonian woman.
Would you stop calling her an Abernonian woman? She's only half Abernonian.
Ox pushes Thomas to the ground and continues his march towards the hole.
See ya, Ox. I will just tell the commander that we were caught in a storm and you and the girl were killed. I hope you don't mind me saying that it was your idea. Well, I guess you won't, since you'll be dead anyway. Ox, come back!
Ox doesn't listen. He just continues forward on his quest. Thomas stands watching a bit, and then he turns away and heads back. It takes Ox a while, but he does get to the hole. The wind is blowing the rain so hard against his face that he cannot clear his vision. He stops at the entrance and looks around, hoping that Thomas is there to help him. Seeing that he is not, he enters the darkness of the tunnel. He again waits for his eyes to adjust. He cautiously looks around after they do. He sees that there are three tunnels.
Which one do I take?
His binoculars are night vision capable. He adjusts them and puts them on. Looking at the ground, he sees that the tracks going down the center tunnel are fresher. There are so many footprints that he cannot guess on how many have gone down. A chill goes over him, and he clenches his weapon tighter. He sees nothing as he cautiously walks down the tunnel, but he does hear grunts and groans. Finally, he sees eyes in the distance. Reflexively, he fires. He sees the animal fall. Hurriedly, he quietly rushes over to the six eyes and sees that it is one of the creatures. When he looks up, he sees one of the animals come flying at him. He again fires and is able to kill the animal before it reaches him. It falls dead on him. As he pushes the six eyes off of himself, he feels strong arms grab him. But Ox is very strong too. He is able to push the animal away, but another animal grabs him. The one that originally grabbed him gets up and comes at for him again. Ox is able to fire his weapon again and take down the approaching six eyes. Ox tries to pull free from the one gripping him, but he cannot. It grabs Ox's hand and forces Ox to drop his gun. From the darkness comes another six eyes to grab Ox. Ox stumbles backwards over the dead bodies as the second six eyes grabs him too. Both of the animals begin to squeeze. Ox tussles with them, but he cannot break free. They tear the night vision glasses from his face. Then they start to squeeze the breath out of his body. Ox finds it harder and harder to breathe. Ox finds himself losing consciousness. He starts to hallucinate. He sees the event that he cannot forget. It is the day he is told that his mother is dead and that she was killed by the Six Eyes. He imagines that they must have done this to her. It gives him a rush of strength, and he is able to violently twist his body so that one of the six eyes is slammed into the tunnel wall. The six eyes that hits the wall cries out in pain and lets go. It isn't because of the power of the slam against the wall. It is because one of the eyes is poked by a rock jutting out from the rocky wall. The one left holding Ox is not as strong as the one that has just been shed. Ox breaks his hold and knocks it out. Ox grabs the gun and kills the foul-smelling animals. Nearly breathless, he turns and runs into a deeper darkness, unaided by the night vision glasses. He can hear the grunts and animal sounds behind him. The sounds are getting closer. The animals can run as fast as dogs, but he does not hear anything from the front of him.
They're driving me deeper into this tunnel. When I come to the end of it, it may be the end of it.
Ox does not have to wonder long. He comes to the end of the tunnel. It opens into a wide cavern. It is somehow illuminated. He can see a lot better, even though he cannot believe what he sees. All around him are bones. He knows that they are the bones of Abernonians, but also there are the freshly dead bodies of the Six Eyes. Then he hears a commanding voice from above. Looking up, he sees Kelly floating there. He does not realize that she is possessed by the evil force of Belmast.
You. Where is Thomas? Where is Thomas Taylor?
Hidden inside of Kelly's mind is the last of Kelly's personality. She is moving forward in her memories. They are memories of a different reality. She sees herself on a ship called the Lucky Seven. Captain Thomas Taylor is there. This is her Thomas Taylor. She is talking to a warrior named Michael about a battle that happened on the planet Idri. They are going to meet on the planet Reba because a plan has been put together to close the rift that has allowed these Dark Ones in. But the Lucky Seven is attacked, and Kelly is sent to Reba alone. She finds that the warriors have come there too. The warriors have been wiped out. Only Michael meets her. And then they too are attacked by the Dark Ones. Then the strangeness happens, and they are transported to this reality. Kelly feels her movement as she moves forward in these memories. She sees herself becoming more herself. She feels herself becoming more integrated. She knows that she is moving forward to find Belmast. She is moving forward for a final confrontation with the one that has possessed her body. This will probably be her death, as he killed her friend. She feels like she is covered in a sticky black substance that is suffocating her. She fights to free herself of it, and she can see that Belmast is there. She hears him say the words,
"You. Where is Thomas? Where is Thomas Taylor?"
Thomas Taylor is elsewhere. He has arrived at the detention center. He is telling his story to the intake officer. "So, you are telling me that Oximus and the known Reban woman was taken by the Six Eyes and were killed, and you are the only survivor?"
"Yes, that's exactly what I'm telling you."
"Well, I think I have everything."
"Okay, I will get a place to stay so I can return to my military group after the night storm."
We already have a place prepared for you." The way the officer speaks makes Thomas feel uneasy.
"I have relatives that I will be staying with tonight."
"No, Mr. Taylor. You will be staying with us." Three soldiers carrying weapons step up. They take his weapon. They start pushing him along into the prisoner area.
Hey, what's going on? I can lead you to the hole where the Six Eyes are if you don't believe me. I need to speak to my commanding officer. I need to get out of here."
"Welcome to your new home, Thomas. Welcome home, Mr. Taylor." Thomas is thrown into a cell. He sits there, wondering why this has happened. He sits there until he falls asleep. He wakes up when he hears the door to his cell being unlocked. He can hear yelling and anarchy going on outside the cell. Through the door comes Ox. His eyes are crazy. There is so much fear there.
"I'm sorry, Thomas. I brought her here. I'm sorry."
"Who did you bring here?"
"Kelly. The woman that went into the hole."
"What? She killed him. She killed them all. She killed all of the Six Eyes?
And the guards here. The people you hear are the prisoners. They're being set free, so that the coming soldiers will have their hands full.
Why is all of this happening? Why is this woman doing this?
Kelly walks into the room. She is wearing a wicked smile.
It is all for you, Thomas. I have come here to kill you.
Next time, Ibrahim's Lair.